USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The long-awaited second summit between President Trump and North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un ending ahead of schedule. As President Trump explains,
basically, they wanted the sanctions lifted in their entirety, and we couldn't do that.
The president saying he walked away from the talks before a second session with Kim, and they also never held the expected signing event because no agreement was reached.
They were willing to denuke a large portion of the areas that we wanted, but we couldn't give up all of the sanctions for that.
The president's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, will wrap up 3 days of testimony on Capitol Hill today after an explosive public hearing yesterday before the House Oversight Committee. Cohen today will meet behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Panel. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A political operative at the center of an election fraud dispute in North Carolina is now under arrest, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Leslie McRae Dowless is facing charges related to his work in 2016 and 2018 elections. Among other things, he's accused of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots at last fall's 9th Congressional District election that was apparently won by a Republican. The North Carolina State Election Board has now ordered a new election.
A Florida doctor is going to be okay after being shot by a patient in a wheelchair last night. Officials say 59-year-old Larry Ray Bond, a double amputee and U.S. Army veteran, opened fire at the West Palm Beach VA Medical Center while he was being taken to the emergency room. The doctor shot while trying to restrain the man. Apple is laying off at least 200 people in its self-driving car program. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Apple is laying off nearly 200 people in its self-driving car program. The tech giant announcing the layoffs will affect 8 different Apple facilities near its headquarters in Cupertino, California. Despite the layoffs, Apple appears to be still ramping up its self-driving car project. In a filing just a few weeks ago, the company said it's logged nearly 80,000 miles of testing in California last year. The Supreme Court is sending an Alabama death penalty appeal back to a lower court. The Chief Justice, John Roberts, joining with the 4 liberal justices in telling a state court to reconsider its ruling because Vernon Madison now suffers from dementia and claims he can no longer remember the crime that put him on death row. States are prohibited from executing prisoners whose mental states prevent them from understanding their punishment. And the FBI says it's recovered nearly 2,000 bones believed to have been taken from ancient Native American burial sites at a missionary's home in rural Indiana. The FBI's Art Crimes Unit making the discovery while sifting through artifacts collected by the late Donald Miller, a 91-year-old Christian missionary who died in 2015, nearly a year after the FBI had seized over 40,000 relics from his collection. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.